Praise God. Hallelujah. Shall we clap for the Lord once? Let's do it for the Lord. Beautiful. You know, and definitely, thank you, Glenn and Judy, for this beautiful gift. And the fern, it represents new beginnings. And growth and harmony. Yes, praise God. And I believe these yesterday was a very blessed day, is morning session. How many were there for the morning session yesterday? Praise God. Namaste. Namaste. Yeshu Masiki. Yeah. Pakru and Ranjit did a wonderful job today. Where's Ranjit? He was worshiping there. Praise God. That was amazing. And of course, my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations. And, you know, that's something new that's going to happen in New Zealand, in Hills Church. It's a privilege to be here, to be connected with Hills Church, Glenn and Judy, wonderful, humble servants of God, and the entire church. Chavez and Shika are wonderful friends. They are like family. We have known each other for almost 10 years now. And we have seen so much growth and so much of depth, spiritual depth coming into their lives. And they are a wonderful family. And the Lord has blessed them with beautiful children, Karina and Alicia, and they are so wonderful. And even Chavez, I've seen so much of change happening. You know, God is a God of change, and He's a God of growth. What you speak of, fern keeps happening in our lives day in and day out. And as we know the Lord, Vika said a very beautiful thing when she was sowing the word into their lives of her parents. I believe word never fails. The word of God will accomplish what it is sent to do, and what it is like rain comes and it does what it does. And I know word of God will never fail, because love never fails. And if you love someone, and if you prayerfully deal anything with love, I remember when Rina wasn't a believer, I used to pray for her. So many people prayed for us. They used to pray for us. They used to continue to, you know, intercede for us. And they said, Anil, God will use you. God is going to use you mightily. And I thought they were just trying to convert me to another religion and make me a Christian. But it wasn't that. It was something much more deeper. It's not about religion. Christianity is not about religion. Jesus did not bring religion into this world. He brought a new life. And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And I believe that, you know, the prophecies upon this church, prophecies upon our personal lives. There have been so many prophecies on me. There have been so many prophecies on people. I'm sure many servants of God would have come here and preached in this church and prophesied over you. Can I see any hands if you have received any prophecies ever? I want to see. Yes? Have you been prophesied upon? Yes? Amen? So every prophecy is like a seed. Every prophecy is like a promise that comes into our lives. And I feel it makes us pregnant. It's like a seeding, you know. It seeds something in our beings. It puts something in our beings, and it impregnates us with the Word of God. Word of God is a seed. How many of you know that? Yeah? Bible always talks about seeds and nature and water and fields and the sower and the fields and the harvest and all those kinds of things. Bible is a very nature, close to nature book, you know, and God always talks about mountains, hills, and valleys, and those beautiful things, and fresh water, living water, bread of life, water of life. It's so beautiful, and the Word of God is like a seed. When you speak something into someone's life, when we speak the Word of God into someone's life, it's like a seed. It's like a prophecy. Prophecy is not something when you say, oh, God is going to give you a new car. That's not a prophecy. You know, those are worldly, and that's a worldly desire. Everybody wants to be prosperous. But the Bible says, seek ye the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. Amen? 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 And I always believe, like Jacob wanted, he was not a cheater. I never see him as a cheater. I feel that he was a man who wanted to be blessed and truly blessed. And he said, he fought for his promises. He actually said, Father, bless me. Today's Father's Day, right? He said, Father, I need your blessings. So he almost kind of conned his way to get a blessing. You know, he actually did not get any property in hand. He did not get an apartment or a condominium or a piece of land to his name. Nothing of that sort. What he got was the promise.
Did he run away with any cars, aeroplanes, property? Nothing. When he left his father's house, he only left with a promise. Say promise. Promise. Everybody say promise. Promise. Everybody say, raise up your hand and say promise. Promise. Say, I have a promise for me. I have a prophecy over my life. You know, that prophecy is much more than any property that you can buy. Prophecy is greater than property. Amen? Amen? When you have a prophecy over your life, when you have a promise of God over your life, you are a rich man already. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Don't miss a chance to say amen. Say amen. Amen. Shout and clap and say amen. Everybody say amen. Say amen. Hallelujah. I was prophesied upon. God will take you to the ends of the earth, and here I am. God will make you a great nation. Yes. He will make your name great. He will bless you. He will make you a blessing. Whoever blesses you will be blessed. Whoever curses you shall be. I don't say that. Let the Lord deal with those people. And through you, the nations of this earth shall be blessed. That's a promise. I'm pregnant. Say everybody say, I'm pregnant. Come on, say, I'm pregnant. Say, I'm pregnant. Say, I'm pregnant. Because the seed is in me. Amen. If you don't see the seed, if you don't believe it, you will not receive it. If you don't believe it, you know, sometimes I'm in Bollywood, and sometimes these actors, they speak more convincingly than we Christians, you know. Yeah. They are, when they act like a preacher, they are better preachers. When they act like a murderer, they are better. They murder with, you know, they do the scene with a lot of conviction. Yeah. How many of you watch movies? Yeah. And if you watch a movie and you don't find it convincing enough, and the murderer is just, and you know, sometimes you know he's acting, but there are some actors, you know, that they are like real good actors, and when they really do it, you get scared. Man, whoa, this is amazing. But sometimes when we believers, we claim the word of God, God is going to bless me. Not convincing. I'm blessed. You're looking tired. You know, you enter the church, praise the Lord. Come, you have got a promise with you. Come with the fire in you. Amen? Say, I'm blessed. Everybody say, I'm blessed. Say, I'm blessed. Say, I'm blessed. Tell your neighbor, I'm blessed. Shake your neighbor and say, I'm blessed. Come on, shake your neighbor. Shall we clap for Jesus? Everybody, come on. Do you truly believe you are blessed?
Yes.
Do you truly believe you are blessed?
Yes.
Someone say an amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Do you truly believe you are healed?
Yes.
Can you be, like, you are healed? You never thought that somebody can heal you without medicine, right? Jesus heals you, and I believe that. Jesus delivers you, and I believe that. He sets you free, and I can see in my life. Me and my wife, we come from a Hindu family. We used to party. We used to dance. We used to do all sorts of things. We had a wonderful life till the year 2000. We were living in Singapore, Indonesia. We traveled almost 35, 40 nations, you know, traveling around the world and you know, singing. Even before we were Christians, before I was a preacher, I was a singer. We had a Bollywood group, and we would take groups to different parts of the world. And, you know, every luxury, the best wines and the best drinks and the best cigarettes and the best stuff we used to enjoy. And we thought that was life. But Jesus says, I am life. Amen. And when I came to know the Lord, Jesus said, if anybody is thirsty, let him come to me, drink, believe, and through him, streams of living water will flow. Amen? There was a seed somebody sowed in my life. There was a prophecy somebody prophesied over me. When I was not a Christian, people used to prophesy over me. People used to take me to the church. There was a church like this, and they brought me in there to preach, to actually teach music there. There was a choir group. And I used to teach them Indian music, and they used to pray over me. They used to prophesy over me. Anil, you will be an evangelist. You will be a teacher of the word. God will use you mightily to serve the nations and to be the salt and the light of the earth. And I didn't understand those things. Honestly, sometimes we don't even know what is going on, but God knows what's going on. Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Everybody say amen.
Amen.
But you know, we can mess up the seed. And that is something we do all the time. Many of us do it. I said, say I'm pregnant. Have you seen a pregnant lady? How she walks? Carefully. She doesn't walk like this. She cannot do that. If a pregnant lady smokes, it can harm the child. Yeah? There's something called SIDS, something which happens and the child gets aborted suddenly because of some kind of syndrome. I don't know what's the full form. But if you are pregnant and you continue to smoke cigarettes, you harm the fetus. If you are pregnant and you continue to drink alcohol, you harm the fetus. The blood, the alcohol that gets into your blood gets into the blood of the baby, of the child, and it harms the child. And if you are a Christian, you're a believer, and you know the Lord, and you continue to sin, that sin gets into the seed, and it harms the seed, and it harms the prophecy and the word that has been spoken over your life. We all have been prophesied upon. We all have been given promises. We all have been given, we have been prayed upon. How many of you have received, you know, people come, pray for me. How many of you said ever come to the pastor and said, pray for me? Show me your hands. I want to see. Pastor, pray for me that I'll be blessed. Yeah? We all want to be blessed. And the pastor earnestly prays for you. Says, my child, I pray for you in Jesus' name. This will happen. This should happen. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord promote you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he shine his face upon you. May he be gracious unto you. May he turn his face towards you and give you peace. Shalom. And you know, the prophecies come. And you know, these are very powerful words. And I take every word in the Bible very seriously. I just don't read it and you know, because I know every word is a seed that has been given to me by the Lord. And when I read the word, I take it in me. I eat it. I eat it like I'm hungry for food. When you're hungry and you go to the Pizza Hut, you know, even when the pizza is not there, we are looking at the kitchen. Yeah? And the worst feeling is when the pizza comes and it goes to someone else. I thought that was mine. And it just goes the other way, you know. And you say, oh, my God. And it always happens that my food is always the last to come. When I order, and there are many times when I order in the restaurant, and it happens in India a lot, and actually the waiter says, sir, I even forgot to place your order. The last dish, your favorite dish. Sorry, I forgot to place the order. So, you know, we are pregnant. Say, I'm pregnant. Everybody say, I'm pregnant. Say, I'm pregnant. Everybody say, I'm pregnant. You know, but there's an atmosphere in a house where there's a pregnant lady, there's an atmosphere. You cannot hatch an egg in a refrigerator. Try in doing that. It will never happen. You need to have a right atmosphere. To be blessed, there's a certain atmosphere. There's a certain way of living that we ought to live. There's a certain way of behaving that we ought to behave. There's a certain kind of attitude we ought to have. There's a certain kind of resurrection atmosphere that we need to have. There's a certain kind of revival atmosphere that we need to have. There's a certain kind of blessed atmosphere or a blessed attitude that we will need to have. Just by coming to the church, it won't happen. Like Chavez said, born in a Christian family doesn't make you a Christian naturally. If you're born in a garage, you don't become a car. Yeah? You have to have You need to do something to receive something. And Jacob's life was not easy. Although he had the promise, he had to go through all the testing and churning and all those kinds of tests and trials. He had to wait for his beloved wife, and he had to get, he got the wrong girl after 7 years. Then he waited. In fact, the first one was the better one. You know, if you read the Bible and if you go through, in the end, when he was an old man, he remembered, he said, bury me with the first one, because she was the one who gave me my, you know, my heirs and all those things. So he knew what, when God blesses you, he knows what he's doing in your life. But there's an atmosphere. He loved his blessings. How many of you love your blessings? Amen. Yes, yes, show me your hands. I want to be like children. Show me your hands. Say, I love my blessings. Say, I want to be blessed. Say, I want to be blessed. Say, everybody, I want to be blessed. You know, I was walking with Chavez the other day, and you know, we were just looking around, and you know, and I love to see when things are growing. I love to see when new things happen in our lives. I love the gift that you've given me. I'm going to put it in my house, because there's some major growth that is coming to this church. Say amen.
Amen.
I don't care if the church grows or doesn't grow. I am worried about my own house. Something major is happening in this church. Say amen.
Amen.
Shout amen. This church is going to grow, and I'm telling you, God has seeded something in this church. This church is pregnant, Pastor Glenn. Hallelujah. Amen. Every tongue, every tribe, every nation, every culture, this place is going to overflow, and this place is going to grow and 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 amen. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Everybody say amen.
Amen.
And God is going to personally bless you, all of you. And but we need to do something, that there needs to be an atmosphere of revival in this church. And not just in the church. In every individual. Amen. Husbands and wives, look at each other and say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Tell your wife you love her. Come on. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says in the book of 2 Chronicles, in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14, it says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I repeat, if my people, everybody say, if my people. I want you to repeat the word. This is the word of God. This is not Anil Khan's statements. This is the word of God. Say, if my people. And that's you, right? Say me. Say if me. If me. Which is called by name, shall humble myself and pray and seek the face of the Lord, and me, I turn from my wicked ways. Turn from my wicked ways. Then God will hear from heaven and forgive my sin and heal me. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Say amen. Say pray. God says pray. What does he say? You want to grow? Pray. You want to be blessed? Pray. You want to prosper in life? Pray. You want to do better in life? Pray. You want a right partner for your life?
Pray.
You want to buy a particular land, a property?
Pray.
You want to bless your church?
Pray.
You want to be a doctor?
Pray.
You want to be a good surgeon?
Pray.
You know, there was a surgeon, a very senior surgeon in a hospital. And this guy, he would take a few minutes before he would go for the operation, and he would go and said, and you know, and all the young doctors thought, what is he doing in there? then he would come out and then he would go to the OT, the operation theater, perform the operation, and then he would, and the operation would be, wow, beautiful. And this guy was a real senior, successful guy. And you know, all the young doctors, they used to say, hey, what does he do there? Is he calling someone? What is he doing? So they said, doctor, could you please tell me, what do you do for those few minutes? What do you, you go separately into a room. You're a doctor, you're a scientist, you're a man of intellect, but what do you do in that room? He says, I go and I pray. You pray? No, prayer is something not happening nowadays. If you're praying in a restaurant, people will look down upon you. If you're in a college, in a school, if you're in your workplace, and before you take a major assignment and you want to pray, people say, ah, those Christians. They're praying. This doctor says, every time I pray and I come out, the hand of the great surgeon shows me how to operate. And he says, I fully surrender myself to the Lord before I even touch the patient, because I fully know well that it's the Lord who's going to heal the person. Amen?
Amen.
Say prayer. Everybody say prayer.
Prayer.
You have an ambition in life. You want to do something. You want to grow in your life. You want a personal resurrection and a revival in your life. The first thing, you need to create a warm atmosphere of prayer in your life. You know, and there are people in this world who don't pray and are successful, and I know that, and you all know that. But the success they have is not true success. They are successful, but they are not blessed. But we are blessed when we pray. We are blessed when we ask God. The Lord says, if you need a serious answer from me, I need a prayerful, sacrificial life from you. If you want real, serious blessings in your life, and I've seen, and I'm telling you, prayer will change and will move the hand of God. He can turn the waters, the direction of waters inside the land. He can do anything. He can move mountains. Bible, Jesus said, when you pray, you can move mountains. Speak to the mountain and it shall be removed. Amen? I want you to make a decision. Everybody say, I make a decision. Lift your hand and say, I make a decision. I make a decision that I will pray. I will fast. I will go in the presence of God. Seek His counsel. Seek His wisdom, and I will seek the will of God in everything I do. Amen. Amen. Yes, shall we clap for the Lord? Amen. Now, the first thing we want is an atmosphere of prayer. Say, atmosphere of prayer.
Atmosphere of prayer.
Do you have it in your personal lives? If not, it's the time now. I'm not here to condemn people, but I want you to reflect into your lives. Do you really carry that atmosphere of prayer in you? Or is it atmosphere of Hollywood, Bollywood, in atmosphere of worldliness? That atmosphere of worldliness will never bless you. It will titillate you. It will excite you, but it won't bless you. So atmosphere of prayer. Everybody say atmosphere of prayer.
Atmosphere.
Say atmosphere of prayer. And the second thing we need is the atmosphere of faithfulness. Say faithfulness.
Faithfulness.
There's a Hindi song that we always sing, Wafadar Mujhe Bana, Lord, make me faithful. I don't know if there's an equivalent in English, a song, which if there's a song, I want you to sing that song, Lord, make me faithful. I want to be more faithful to you. The word of God says, I beseech you therefore, Romans 12, 1, 2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect
will of God. You know, once a pastor like you, he asked the congregation, what would you do if you have 24 hours to live? And he said, give it to me in writing and make those, you know, small slips, secret slips. And everybody wrote their own thing. I don't know what would you do if you have 24 hours to live. So somebody said, oh, I'll have as much as beer as I can. I would drink beer. Somebody said, I'll go and have this food, Chinese steak, this. Somebody said, I will go and shop and wear all the best clothes in my life. Somebody said, I will immediately sell my house or take money and buy a car and drive my favorite car. Somebody said, I will immediately travel to Singapore and live in Singapore. And, you know, everybody had a different list. But there was an elder from the church. He had a different list. And he said, I have to clean the church carpets tomorrow. That's my job for tomorrow. And I have to visit Jim in the hospital. Then I have to fix the electricity in the worship hall. And he was faithful. What he was thinking that he said, I will ask the pastor if there's any more things that I need to do for the Lord's house. Because I only have 24 hours before I leave this earth. And he said, I want to do something for the Lord before I leave this earth. Faithfulness. Everybody say faithfulness. Faithfulness. Say faithful. Faithful. He said, I will offer my body, these last 24 hours of my life, I will give it to the Lord. This is what I have now, and this is what I want to do for my Lord. How many of you would want to do that? Honestly. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And while we have time, we can be faithful in the church attendance. That's something that we can do for the Lord. We can be giving regularly, faithfully in the church. We can be faithful in our obligations towards each other, your wife, husbands, parents. You know, there's so much of need. When we are growing up, we tend to forget our parents, and we don't honor them. We don't respect them. We think we are smarter than our parents. We don't love them. So many things we ignore, we don't consider, because we have grown tall, we look good, we earn money, we have a good job now, and when our parents speak, they'll, oh, Mom, you irritate me, Mom. And you don't remember the time when she used to feed you when you were a small boy. She used to put food. You used to irritate her. You used to trouble her. I remember my father and my mother carrying me, you know, to the hospital, to the doctors, doing all sorts of things. But when we grow up, we ignore these things. Say faithful. Amen. Say atmosphere of faithfulness. Amen. Say atmosphere of, am I faithful to my, look at your life. Are you faithful to your parents? Are you faithful to your pastor? Are you faithful to God? Are you faithful to your husband? Are you faithful to your brothers and sisters? If you are not faithful, how can you expect God to be faithful with you? How can you expect God to bless you when you don't respect what He has given you? I want to be faithful. Say, I want to be faithful. Tell yourself, I want to be faithful. I want to honor people. I want to honor. Be faithful to your friends. You know, hey, you are my best buddy. And you turn and you say, he's a crazy guy. Come on, say faithful. You know, the Lord says, I cannot reveal certain things unless I see an atmosphere of faithfulness in your life. I cannot hand over you many blessings because you are not a faithful person.
I cannot bless you with the things that I cannot trust you and trust you with certain things because I see you are not a faithful man or a faithful girl or a faithful person. He says, I cannot trust you right now, but if we make ourselves trustworthy, God will entrust things. He will give us things. He said, now you can take this. Now I can bless you with this. Go. And yes, I know you will not miss. You are a good steward. You are a good servant. You are a faithful servant. An atmosphere of faithfulness will change your life. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
So say, lift up your hands. Say, I decide to be more faithful. More faithful. More faithful to the Lord, to everyone, to my parents, to my children, my brothers and sisters, my family, my church. Help me, Lord. Teach me, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, again, shall we clap again, once again? Yes. This is beautiful, you know. These are values. These are Christian values. And these values set us apart from the world. We need an atmosphere. What was the first? Love. Say love.
Love.
Write down love.
Love.
I'm already, can I take 10 more minutes? Pastor, is that okay? 10 minutes. I want to be faithful to the pastor. 30 minutes is over. So just 10 more minutes. And, you know, to have a revival in your life, you need to love each other. You know, some people are sad, not because something wrong happened to them, but something good happened to someone else. She looks more beautiful. How's this possible? She has better hair. He has better car. He has a better house. And I cannot tolerate this. I can't tolerate. You know? He's got a better husband. Oh, he's getting married? Few people cannot stand prosperity of others. You know, and that makes them sad. But you know, the Bible says, this is my commandment. John 15, verse 13 says, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Do you have friends? Do you truly have friends? You know, I have many friends. And you know something, I've been faithful to my friends all the days. Since I know them, I've never cheated a friend in my life. And I'm proud of it. If I make a friend, I will never talk behind that person. If I make a friend, I will never cheat the person. If I make a friend, I will always love and pray for that person. If I make a friend, that friend is going to be a friend forever. An atmosphere of love. And if Chavez does well, and I say, wow, I'm so excited my friends are doing well. If he has a beautiful house, I can go and stay there. If somebody has a good car, come on, I want to drive your car. Hey, Tarun, you're becoming richer and richer. Take me for dinner, man. You are my friend. You know, in Gujarati, he says, you are as rich as your friends. If your friends are rich, you are rich. And if your friends have no money, you're nobody's going to take you out for dinner. Nobody can help you, you know. But if you have good friends, prosperous friends, sometimes these friends will help you to become prosperous. Don't see them as your enemies. See them as your allies. If somebody's doing well, call them. Say, I'm so happy you're doing well in life. And I'm telling you, they were waiting for your call. And they actually thought you were jealous, but if you are not, that will change everything. Your relationship will be a new relationship. Say, love one another.
Love.
Say, love one another.
Love one another.
You know, even if you don't feel loved, love them.
and God will bless you. Even if you know that they actually hate you, love them. If you actually know they have been conspiring against you, love them. I know so many people, they condemn me, they criticize me, they talk against me. And I actually, about a couple of months ago, I know there's a man who really hates me to the core. He wonders, why am I even living? He hates me to that point. And I saw him in the airport lounge, and I walked towards him, and I said, God bless you, Mirabai. And, you know, he was shocked, and he knows that I know that he hates me. But, you know, it doesn't matter what he thinks. I really actually care what Jesus thinks about me. And if Jesus says, do what I say, and if I do what he says, then he will do what he says for my life. Because I am carrying a seed, I am pregnant, and I don't want to mess with the seed which I carry in my womb, the seed of love. And the seed of love needs an atmosphere of love. Say love. You cannot grow this love in an atmosphere of hate and jealousy. This seed will not prosper if there's an atmosphere. My tummy is a bit bigger, right? You love it? Yeah, I'm pregnant. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'll go for the last thing. And I just want to encourage you. We just spoke about three things. The Lord says, the choice is yours. Follow me and lead a blessed life. Honor me and lead a blessed life. You know, there was a man called Peter in the Bible, and God said, I will make you a fisher of men. But Peter, when Jesus was not there, behind his back, he started fishing again. And Jesus saw from the distance. He says, man, you're doing what I told you not to do, and you're doing the same thing. Then he went to Peter and said, Peter, come here. He gave him fish to eat. He baked the fish for him, and he prepared the meal, and he ate the meal. And Jesus spoke to Peter. He said, Peter, do you love me more than these? All these things in the world. Peter said, yes, Lord, I love you. And he said, feed my flock, feed my sheep. Today, the Lord is asking you and me, do we love him more than the things of the world, more than the hate and jealousy, more than the unprayerful life, more than the unfaithful life? And the Lord is calling us all today. He wants you to be blessed. That's why he has given us the word of God. That is why he has given us the promises, that we may be blessed. And he wants to see, no father in this world will ever want his children not to be blessed. And God wants you to be blessed. But the choice is yours today. Either obey God and be blessed, or disobey God and be stressed. Align with him. Align with him, and he will assign things for your life. Align with his will, and he will do his will in your life. Even if you know the Lord's Prayer. How many of you know the Lord's Prayer by heart? Father in heaven. Come on, say, Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. This is the first part of the prayer. Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Pause. Selah. Come again to the next part. Give me today my daily bread. Now that's the second part. The first part, his kingdom and his kingdom values. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And then, give me today my daily bread. It doesn't start with my bread. It starts with his kingdom and his will. And when that part is taken care of, the other part, the other verse, the second part is automatically taken care of. I want to encourage you today, this church is pregnant. Even if you are a man, you are pregnant. everybody in this church, I want you to put your, honestly, put your hand on your stomach and say, I'm pregnant. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Father, I thank you for each and every person in this church, in this hall, Father. And Lord, we know that there's a seed of word. Lord, the seed of anointing, the seed of the Holy Spirit that has been planted in our beings, Father. And as we read the word, and Heavenly Father, as we hear your word, the Bible says, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And Lord, we know that this word has been planted in our lives, that we have been impregnated with this word which never fails, this love which never fails. And Father, I pray in Jesus' name that every person in this room will be blessed, Father. Lord, that you will create an atmosphere of love, an atmosphere of prayer, an atmosphere of faithfulness, cooperation, and Heavenly Father, an atmosphere of a sacrificial living, Father, that they will honor you in an atmosphere of honoring God, Father. And I pray that as everyone honors God and as we honor you with our faith, you will honor our faith, Father. Lord, I pray a prophetic unction upon this church, Father, and a prophetic, Lord, Father, destiny that you have given to each and every person in this church, which at times we have, Lord, Father, failed to harness and failed to grow in our prayer atmosphere, Father. I pray that now this time of growth will come in this church. Every family, every house, every individual, every son and daughter in this room, Lord, I declare in Jesus' name that they are, Lord, Father, now growing in your kingdom, Father. And I pray, Lord, Father, that they will know the truth and the truth will set them free. Lord, I pray that all things will work together for good because they are being called by you and they love you, Father. And I thank you, Father, that this morning you have spoken to us, Father, through your word, that we will change, that we will be blessed, and Lord, Father, that we will receive every promise that you have promised in your word, Father, which word which is eternal. Your word is spirit and life. Heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will never pass away, Father. Your word will always do and fulfill what it promises and what it has come to accomplish, Father. And I pray in Jesus' mighty name, Father, that every seed in every individual, now, Lord Father, is the time of growth. Now is the time of flourishing. Now is the time of harvest, Father. And now is the time of change and resurrection, Lord Father. And I pray, as your word says, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will raise our mortal bodies, Father, and lift us up. And Lord Father, give us a new life and a new resurrection, Father, a new regeneration, Father, that you will, Lord Father, refresh us, Lord Father, and renew us, Lord Father, in your image. Father, I thank you once again for every person in this church, in Lord Father, Pastor Glenn and Judy, Lord Father, and all the elders and leaders of this church, Lord, that you will continue to bless this church. And as your promise upon this church, and as your prophecy on this church, that this church will become a house of prayer for all nations, Father. And I pray, Lord Father, that this church will grow now, Father. The time of growth has come. A time of, Lord Father, upward growth is coming, Lord Father. A revival is here. A resurrection is here, Lord Father. And a time to revive, and Lord Father, to renew our faith in you and in the promises, Father, and a renewed life in Jesus, Lord Father. I thank you that you are doing what you have promised in your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Can we have the worship team please come up? And I want everybody. Do we have the song, Then Sings My Soul? Yes. Yeah. And shall we all stand up? I want to pray for you all today. And we just spend a few minutes in prayer. And hallelujah, praise God. Shall we all raise up our hands and start worshiping the Lord? Shall we thank the Lord? Can you open your mouths and start thanking the Lord? Say, Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Father. Come on, open your mouths. Open your mouths. You are not in the presence of any man. You are in the presence of the Lord. Open your mouth and start thanking the Lord.
Father, we thank you. Say, come, say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And ask, we prayed for three things, an atmosphere of prayer, atmosphere of faithfulness, and atmosphere of love. And say, Lord, make me more prayerful. Come on, say, Lord, make me more prayerful. Lord, Father, increase prayerfulness. Increase your presence in my life. Increase, Lord, Father, your anointing, the oil of prayer, the oil of joy, the oil of gladness grow in me, Father. The atmosphere of love, Father, which I've been lacking. Lord, I seek love, but I need to give love. Because if I sow love, I will reap love. Everybody, come on, lift up your hand. I want you to worship the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you, and I want a few people who really want to change and bring that change in your lives, I want you to step forward. And those who need any kind of healing and prayer, I want you to step forward. If anybody wants you to, who is struggling with your, with anything in your life, I want you to step forward. Because the presence of the Lord is right here in this time, because the word has been preached. The Lord's word has been preached here. And where the word is being preached, his presence is there. And please step forward. Yes, I want you to come. And we need to dedicate our lives to the Lord. We need to give our lives to the Lord in a more, in a renewed relationship with the Lord. Let's worship him. Let's worship him. If you want to come on your knees, come on your knees. If you want to sit on the ground, sit on the floor and worship him, do not hesitate. Yes.
My Savior God, to thee.
Thank you, Lord.
How great thou art. How great.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Then sings my soul, my Savior, love to thee.
Thank you, Jesus.
How great thou art.
Savior God, to thee. How great. The Lord says, give up your doubt. Give up your doubt in Jesus' name. Give up your doubt. The Lord says, give away your doubt. Holy Spirit, touch. I'm waiting for the word of God. The Lord says, give away your doubt. Give your doubt away. Hallelujah. Stop doubting. Stop doubting. Trust the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Touch Holy Ghost. Touch Holy Spirit. Lord, your glory come upon this daughter, Lord Father. Touch this daughter. I bless you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord says, don't bring your fears here. Bring your faith. Don't entertain your fears anymore. My child, don't entertain fears. See, I have faith in you, Lord. Okay, shall we stop the music for just the keyboard? Just the keyboard. Everybody say, Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and worship the Lord. your hands, everybody. Father, say, Heavenly Father, say, Heavenly Father, I don't know everything, but I trust you unconditionally. I trust you unconditionally, Father. Lord, I give you my heart. Lord, I give you my heart. Lord, I trust you, Father. I trust you, Father. I know, even this time, even today, what's happening in my life, we'll work together for my good. Heavenly Father, I trust you. Come on, lift up and say, I trust you. Say, I trust you, Lord. I trust you, Lord. Shout and say, I trust you, Jesus. I trust you, Jesus. I trust you, Lord. I trust you, Lord. Even in the storms, I trust you. Even in the fire, I trust you. Even in the famine, I trust you. Even when there's no harvest, I trust you. Even when the things are going downwards, I trust you, Father. I know, I can trust you because you are in control of everything. You are in control of my life, Father. Come on, let's sing. I trust you, Jesus. I trust you, Jesus.
Trust you, Jesus.
I trust you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Trust you, Jesus.
Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father.
Trust you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I trust you, Jesus.
Trust you, Jesus.
See, I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Everybody to shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Isaiah 58, shout like a shofar. Shout like a trumpet. Shout like a trumpet. The Bible says do not withhold, but shout. And I want this house to shout for the Lord. Hallelujah. In your own message. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands one last time. And I want you to say amen to every word that I say now from the word of God. Hallelujah. And I want you to eat this blessing like you eat food. On every blessing, say amen. And I shout and say amen. The Lord says, I will bless you. The Lord says, I will bless you. I will make you a great nation. I will make your name great. The Lord says, you shall be a blessing. The Lord says, who blesses you shall be blessed. And the Lord says, through you the nations of this earth shall be blessed. The Lord says, I will expand your territory. I will expand your coast. The Lord says, I will rewind and rewrite your life. The Lord says, I will do a new thing in your life. The Lord says, I'm taking out everybody who doesn't belong in your life. The Lord says, I'm giving you new people in your life. The Lord says, I'm binding everything that doesn't belong in your life. The Lord says, I'm shining my face towards you. I'm turning my face towards you. And the Lord says, I'm giving you my peace. Amen and amen and amen. Amen and amen. I want you to just say, I'm healed. Say, I'm healed. Lift up your hands and say, I'm healed. Okay. Don't touch your body. Don't touch where you are healed, where you are sick. But you lift your hands towards the Lord. Say, Father, Abba Father, in Jesus' name. Abba Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I receive my healing. I receive my healing. In Jesus' name, right now, Holy Spirit, right now, Holy Spirit, touch me. Touch me. Heal me. Heal me. Lord, I receive atmosphere of prayer, atmosphere of love, atmosphere of faithfulness, atmosphere of joy, 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 joy. I receive joy. I receive peace. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Just give him a round of applause. Jesus Christ. Thank you. Thank you.